I'm here to talk a bit about the Vote Climate campaign, which was part of an historic election result in the federal election and a slightly less historic election result in the state election. The Vote Climate campaign's been around for quite a while. It was started up by Adrian Whitehead and Matthew Wright many years ago, and it had been continuing up till now. And in 2010, a whole group of climate action groups decided to get involved as well, and the campaign really got taken up a notch. We saw an opportunity, particularly in the seat of Melbourne, at the federal election, to make a big difference to the politics Australia-wide. And, well, as you all know, we ended up getting a fairly good result. So the Vote Climate campaign, the aim of it was to highlight the different climate policies of the parties, to rank them, and to get that information out into the community as much as possible. It was a non-partisan campaign. We weren't affiliated with any particular party. And then apart from getting that information out, we also wanted to get out the message that we needed to, that climate change was the most important issue, and therefore you should be basing your vote on that issue, on the analysis that we were providing. So I'll talk a bit about what we did and what we learnt. So the first thing we did was form a committee, and then we got together a scorecard, a long scorecard, and this was the one we had for the seat of Melbourne in the federal election. And we put that scorecard online, and then we took some of the elements from the scorecard and we made it into a small flyer. So we summarised the scorecard into a flyer, and with that flyer, we did letterboxing, we did leafleting on Saturday mornings outside shopping centres. We did what we called rebranding, which was we would follow around the low-ranking candidates, as you can see, the two left columns there. And whenever they had a stall somewhere in the seat of Melbourne, we would be there handing out our flyers as well to anyone who got, for example, a Labor Party flyer. We also were there on polling day for both elections. We slightly adjusted the flyer for polling day, and we were there giving them out together with all the party how to vote cards. So just a bit about what, so for the federal election, we had several climate action groups who weren't necessarily from the seat of Melbourne making the decision that the seat of Melbourne was the priority and they would come in and work there. So the four Inner North climate action groups plus other groups like Lighter Footprints came into the seat of Melbourne and we worked together on that campaign. So we split the electorate up in terms of letterboxing and leafleting, and we shared resources and shared volunteers. For the state election, it was slightly different in that each climate action group pretty much focused on their own seat. We had four Green Labor marginals in the state election, which were the four Inner North for Melbourne. So each climate action group pretty much worked on in their own area. And just to emphasise, the Vote Climate campaign that I'm talking about is the one that Yarra Climate Action Now was involved with, which is specifically, which ran in Green Labor marginal. So this was sort of the two main parties in these electorates were Greens and Labor. Just another couple of examples. So this was the summarised scorecard that we had on a flyer for the state election. The state election had several other candidates which were running on safe climate positions. In the seat of Richmond, we had Steve Jolly. And we also did a slightly more in-depth scorecard with more parties to cover the whole state for the state election. So a bit about what we learnt. It's actually very hard to tell what sort of influence we had in the elections, in the two elections that we had last year, because they're obviously very different contexts, and it's hard for us to measure, of course, the influence. We don't have polling resources or anything like that. We'll have a quick look at the results in the two seats that Yarra Climate Action Now was involved with. So in the seat of Melbourne, so on the left, the figures are for the election before, so federally it was 07 and state was 06. And the combined and the votes of the highest ranking candidates according to our vote climate analysis. So we had the Greens went from 23 to 36% primary vote, and then they obviously won the seat in the federal election. And in the seat of Richmond, we had the combined vote of the Greens and Steve Jolly went up by a much smaller amount. And The Greens and Steve Jolly probably demographically don't take votes off each other. So it was a very different result. And we felt the vibe in the electorate during the state election campaign was very different than during the federal one. And we felt like our message wasn't getting as much traction. And you'll see the two-party preferred vote actually went down. That was because of the Liberals' decision to preference Labor above the Greens. So I'll talk a bit about the context, I guess, of the two elections and why the results ended up being so different. In the federal election, climate change was an issue. So it was covered in the media. And also the Greens had a very different... They ran really hard on climate change, and Adam Band in particular ran very hard on climate change in the seat of Melbourne. And the two major parties pretty much tried to ignore climate change, so they were just trying not to talk about it, and there was clear differentiation in a Green Labor marginal in particular between the two main parties running on the issue of climate change. At the state election, that was a very different issue. It was a very different context. So the state government obviously learnt from the federal election campaign. They also had been put under pressure, put under a lot of pressure in their Green Labor marginals, particularly due to the Replace Hazelwood campaign, which we'd been doing door knocking across the four seats. And the Labor Party ran hard on climate change in the four inner city seats in the state election. And in fact, that was the number one issue they ran on. And the Greens didn't run on climate change, and pretty much ceded that space to the Labor Party. And so there was, I guess, less controversy around the issue and people felt that it was taken care of. And so it wasn't getting as much traction. Some of the other lessons we learnt was that this kind of campaign, particularly around elections, was really good to build in terms of group building. People get engaged when it comes to election time. We got a whole lot of new volunteers involved and a lot of existing activists within YCAN who took on leadership positions during the Vote Climate campaign. And we've been able to maintain that since. And the last lesson I'll talk about is the backlash. So we did get attacked, and the attacks were mainly to do with our independence. So that was the main, and it's really crucial that a campaign which analyses different parties' policies maintains independence from all the parties involved. And this was just a hatchet job done on us in the local paper in the Inner North, which they had to issue a retraction for, information that had come out of the office of the Northcote Labor member, Fiona Richardson's office, saying that one of the candidates had rated himself and given himself all A's in our rankings, which he hadn't. And they were forced to issue a retraction, but you know, the damage is done in that regard sometimes. So just to conclude, I've got more questions than answers in the conclusion, but the Vote Climate campaign was good for highlighting climate as a key issue. It publicised our science-based policy asks during the election campaign and I guess formed a good comparison with what the parties were actually offering. It helped build the Climate Action Group. We're not sure how influential it was. We'd like to think that it had quite an influence in both elections, and there was a significant increase, and even the Labor Party admitted climate was the most important issue. But still, I guess it'd be good to get research done on that. How does it fit in with the election scorecards of other groups? So there were times during in the seat of Melbourne, there were a lot of people campaigning in the seat of Melbourne. On polling day, we showed up to booths and we were handing out our Vote Climate scorecard, and the AYCC was handing out their climate scorecard, and GetUp was handing out their scorecard. It was a little bit overwhelming for the people voting at those booths. Also, during the state election campaign, I was letterboxing around Fitzroy, and I was stuffing Vote Climate scorecards into letterboxes that had an Environment Victoria scorecard and a Wilderness Society flyer as well. So the Green Labor marginals, there was a lot of activity there. The question is, how do we cooperate with other groups so we don't double up in that way? One is around context. So does climate change need to be a major issue in the election for this campaign to have traction, or does the campaign help to make it an issue? And finally, which tactics are the most effective? So is door knocking better than leafleting? Is that better than letterboxing, et cetera?